The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up. Live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio 5 after 6 o'clock, wishing you all the best as we honor Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King, this day. It is Martin Luther King Day, and you probably, hopefully, have off. It is a national holiday. We are working today with respect to Dr. King, remembering this civil rights giant. His life cut down way too short. You know, I come from the 60s, I keep telling you, and I know you're probably a lot of boomers watch, a lot of boomers, sisters and brothers. I love you and appreciate all that you've gone through. You know, I'm right with you on all of that. And again, if you're younger, we love you too, and you're older, we love you even more because you're the greatest generation. We appreciate that. But going through the 60s and seeing the unrest of the 1960s. We lived it, man. We lived it. People don't know. They talk about racism now. I love when they call us racist, you know? It's like, yeah, okay. And you want to just, boomer, you're racist. Hey, boomer, you're racist. Okay, punk, sit down and let me give you a lesson. What we went through in the 1960s. I mean, of all the generations, except for the greatest generation, went through the Second World War. Mamma mia, I can't imagine that. Then the Great Depression. I just strengthened them and indeed made them the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw said. But what we went through in the 60s, the assassinations we went through of our heroes, John Kennedy, right? We had this glorious Camelot. He gets cut down. Then Martin Luther King gets cut down. Bobby Kennedy gets shot down. And all the racial, the riots and the real distinct racism, you know, on both sides back in the 60s. We get through it. And we go, you know what? We're going to listen to the words of Dr. King. We could all get along. You know, your dream, look at the dream. And we put affirmative action in place, the Civil Rights Act, and everything that needed to be done at the time. And here we are. Here we are together. And now we had a black president, man. We elected a black president. How great is this? You're racist. You're racist. That's my D.C. voice. That's my D.C. voice down there. You're racist, man. And still they won't stop. And on both sides, you know what? We just listen. We let it bounce off of us, and we will follow the words of Dr. King. You know, and just be, you know, have a dream onward and forward. Don't let all those negative, all that negativity bring you down. Because Lord knows they're front and center, and it's only for their own power and control. It has nothing to do with you or I. So God bless you for going through what you went through. If you're a boomer, and in the name of Martin Luther King, a good morning to you on this January 20th, 2020. It's 1/20 2020. Hey, Rick Klein's going to join us on the show. John Burnett's going to join us as well. He is the founder and CEO of Empire Group. And this is you know what? Jen Kearns is great. She's a noted Republican strategist. We're going to have Jen on the show. And Giada Valente will join us as well. And it's all you and I. You know, the first thing I got to acknowledge, and every time I always want to jump on the air and say, hey, here we go, and then jump to the guys and have some fun. But when I see law enforcement cut down in Hawaii, of all places, in Honolulu, we lost two officers shot and killed in Hawaii, in Honolulu. You know, again, see what I'm telling you? It was some guy, his landlord came to collect rent. The guy was mentally disturbed, shoots a police officer, and two police officers die. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, Is it a mental illness problem that's happening? And again, I know we have to count the police officers lost in the line of duty, and it's been the lowest. Last year was the lowest we've had on record, which was great, but one is too many. And the lack of respect for, you know, law enforcement, that you're going to take a gun out, crazy or not. And what is this guy doing out there? What is he doing out there? So our hearts go out to the officers died in Hawaii. I mean, just inexcusable and just so riveting and unsettling this early in the morning that we have to report this. Ugh, just terrible. But you know, and then there's so much good news. There's so much good news. I asked Frankie just now. I happen to watch, of all things, I don't watch 60 Minutes anymore. I can't take the political. People have to take a political stance, and they have to try to tell us what's right, what's wrong. Again, you're racist. They got to lecture us. They know everything. Ugh, oh, that woke mentality, that pseudo-intellectual. Well, I can't take it anymore. You know, that's why I always appreciate you being there. But I happened to watch ABC News because they were being somewhat objective. And then they had, I think they have this thing at the end of the show called America Strong. And they had a guy from the story was from WJRT, I believe, in Detroit. And all the negativity, you see officers going down and then this ridiculous impeachment fiasco, which shouldn't even be happening, which watching, by the way, you know, Chris Wallace yesterday. And I know your criticism. Well, Chris Wallace, Fox News, it always seems like he goes against the president. But he was so even handed yesterday, and he just really went after the Democrats. And what do you got? And they don't have anything. And I don't take President Trump out of the mix. There's nothing there. And I'm as upset about this impeachment as I am about Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton lied, you know, and did something wrong. But even then, it's the president of the United States. It just takes too much time, money, effort, takes your eye off the ball. And yet Clinton's still considered one of our best presidents, and that's the way this president's going to be. You're just making him more of a hero, you know. But scary how they just – that's the news. And then I saw the good news. I'm watching at the end of the ABC News, and a guy found – he bought some old couch at, like, Goodwill or something in Detroit. So, and then he just felt something in the couch after he had it for a couple of weeks. He opens the couch up, $43,000 in the couch. Did you see that story on ABC last night? $43,000. Right? Now, he's got 43 grand. He, you know, needs the money. He said he needs a new roof, he said, and everything else. What does he do? He goes back to Goodwill. They say, who bought the couch in? And they got the family who bought the couch in, and a grandfather apparently kept money in the couch, you know, like the old days, right? So who needs a bank? It's a mattress or it's a couch, right? And the guy gives the money back to the family who originally bought the couch in. Now, that's not one of the sweetest, most wonderful, heartwarming stories. And I applaud ABC for putting that on in WJR. Is it JRT, I guess, in Detroit? I want to find that guy. I want to find that guy who returned the money. Because that's what we need, more stories like that. And that's why I tell you about that this morning. How about the goodness of that? Because we'll go through everything else and we'll talk about it. And then also the Chiefs won. Now, you know what happened with my friend, Walter White, ex-chief, great guy, bear of a man. One of the most decent, wonderful guys I've ever met. You know, with Mikey and I got Mikey and I on the field at the Jets game a couple years ago. And I've known Walter White, my goodness gracious. Oh, it's almost 20 years now, on and off, always there, and just a great guy. And of course, he passes away from pancreatic cancer, right? And we go out, we do the benefit in December, the beginning of December, we go out to Kansas City with Michael, and we do a tribute. And the Kansas City Ambassadors, and the Chiefs are a great organization, they really are. So here, I'm saying, wow, man, can they pull this? And they pulled it off yesterday. They pulled it off yesterday. And so I had a tweet out. I said, Walter White is watching down, man. My man Walter's watching down. This could be the year. But see, you see why I didn't tweet anything, why I didn't say anything? Because I don't want to jinx him. And I don't want to jinx him. So best I just stay out of it. Because remember, I told you, we went, my friend Dean and I, back when I first met Walter White, they said, well, come up to the Chiefs, to the Hunt Suite. To the Chiefs game at Arrowhead, remember? I thought it. And then they was about to. There was a very, very tense play, and the Chiefs were about to score. They were a couple yards away from the goal line. Were they not going to score? And the center goes down to do the handoff, and we walk in the suite at that point, and it was Norma Hunt, who you saw on television last night. She goes, stop right there. And we stopped because it's superstition. Don't. Everybody stay. Wait up. And thank God the Chiefs scored. Come on in. And they treated us like gold. Everybody gets so superstitious in those games. So we congratulate the Chiefs. And we know, Walter, that you're watching over us. Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio. A lot to get into today. Crazy weekend. I hope you had a good weekend, too. Me, I actually took some time on Saturday. I never do this. And Friday, of course, you know, I just want to make sure the kids were okay. Finished the show, got everything done. I go visit my children in my car, and then they come out, we sit in the car. And they said, Dad, you know, you could come in. I said, no, I'm not going to push it. You know, so I'm sitting in my car in the driveway at the other house I'm paying for, right? And we had the best time, like an hour in the car, just chatting about everything with my two kids, just connecting with it. Unbelievable. Only me, right? Then Saturday, I get up. I go see Charlie play basketball. Listen to me. I go down an hour away. Dad, you don't have to go there. I watch my daughter on the basketball court, 9 years old, running back and forth. So cute, you know. Just cute. And I give her a hug. She thanks for being here, Daddy. But you know what I'm saying? You just show up, man. You just show up. And watching, and then I got home. I had a million errands to run Saturday. Okay, now I'm exhausted. After the end of the week, you do morning radio like this, and you too, you get up like this. So I sit down, and I had Mike Lindell's book. I had Mike Lindell's book, and this new book is called "From Crack Addict to CEO." And I'm not a reader. I like old Bill O'Reilly stuff, you know. All that Bill O'Reilly writes. But, man, this book, you have to read Mike Lindell's book. And this isn't a plug for it. I'm just telling you as someone who listens to the show. Oh, man, what this guy went through. And you know how he talks about it on the air? You ain't seen nothing yet. It's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. It's got one of those, you know when you go to the airport, you go past a religious shop and they have that Jesus picture that follows you, that kind of reflects back and forth and the eyes kind of follow you, you know that? Well, they have that on the cover. It's a flip. It has Mike when he was his last day of crackhood, if I could use that word. And then you flip the book a little bit, and it's got Mike Lindell today smiling on the cover. It's got one of those, and it's a great book. Oh my gosh, it was so riveting. I ended up watching that, and then I caught up on some TV that everybody talks about that I couldn't see, and like a Homeland and other shows. But anyway, which was interesting in Homeland, if I could say. And let me say good morning to Frank. How are you, Frankie?
I'm great, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, and Al. Good morning. Yeah. And happy Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Happy
Absolutely.
Martin Luther King Day, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching Homeland, and I'm saying, you know, it's like this was what, had to be 5 years ago, the episode. They're playing the old episode. And Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, it was great last night.
There was the premiere last night.
A classic.
What time was it on?
10:30.
Yeah, you were up?
I was not going to miss the season premiere.
Oh, my God. Was it great, Greg?
Outstanding.
You know, Larry is like one of the brightest comic geniuses ever. Now, we knew it. I told you. When we started out in comedy, back in 1979, I went in. Or 76, I actually started out. Listen to this. And, yeah, it was February 76. Cold and dank and Hell's Kitchen. I walked in, and there's this guy talking like Jackie Mason. And he's like my age. He's like 20-something, and he's like my age. And we watched him. Didn't get laughs, but you could see the brilliance of
it. Well, I could see, you know, he has a particular style of comedy that I could see rubbing a lot of people the wrong way in terms of stand-up. But the writing is just so crisp.
Social assassin. And he's right.
Yeah, he exactly.
Calls himself a social assassin. It's right. So, Larry, I'm watching that, thinking about the improv. So I happen to watch that. But I also watch Homeland, and I'm watching 5 years ago, I think, that show first started coming out. And then it talked about taking out the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And they did a nickname for Soleimani. They were on that story. And how Brody goes and takes out. I guess I could tell you. It's been so many years. I guess that's what. Brody goes in and takes out the head of the Revolution. That means they knew about this guy. So I talked to one of my military guys, Joe, this young guy at church. Great guy. Great kid. A young guy in his 20s, by the way, and a true patriot and a veteran. He goes, you know, we knew about Soleimani years ago, man. He goes, you're in baseball and you know about all the different players. We as military people knew about how dangerous this guy was and how great it was that the president took him out. And here Hollywood was ahead of it 5 years ago in script form. But the president didn't go through what they went through in the script, where there were a lot of casualties and everything. The president, boom, just took him out. Very interesting to watch. So that show was
I've never seen Homeland. It's on my list. Everyone says it's great.
You know, I think you should watch it. Would you like it? I don't know if it's your kind of show.
Everyone says it's great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No Ray Donovan for you. You've had
Didn't watch
Staten
last
Island.
Night.
They shot Staten Island.
Yeah, I didn't see it last night, but I have been watching this season. I think it's a show that's still good, but it's not nearly as good as it was when Ann Bitterman was still the showrunner and when it was in its first three seasons.
I miss
Elliot Gould. I miss, you know,
Elliot Gould, God, yeah. He was in it originally.
Yeah, he was part of the first two or three seasons. That's when I think the show was really in its prime. These days, it seems like they're recycling a lot of the same storylines. It's still brilliantly acted. It's great.
John Voight.
It's shot wonderfully, and I love the soundtrack. I would watch the show just for the music.
I was going through everything. I mean, hit the Sopranos. I God forbid, I may know I'm an Italian-American. I just saw parts of that because they're bringing back these shows. And now, I guess with Curb Your Enthusiasm, they're playing the old episodes. Holy moly. It was, you know, inappropriate.
It's so great. Yeah,
hysterical. Huh?
Before the football game yesterday, my wife and I watched the season finale of last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, primed comedically for where we are.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it was, I don't even know how they can make that show. It's so funny, and so, it's just such a classic.
I know, he is a brilliant writer.
It's the modern day I Love Lucy.
It's so true. Albert's here, Debbie's here. Debbie's on the road 20 minutes after 6
yes.
o'clock. Hi, Debbie, how you doing this morning?
Good, I watched The Irishman this weekend. I finally caught up with that. Three different parts, you know?
Yeah, get ready. Now, Frank, did you see? Because I don't want to give it away.
I did.
Okay. And Al, did you see? Did you watch? You didn't watch it. So what do you think, Deb? What do you think?
You know, I liked it because it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it. I love, like, the way they have everything going back in time. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The 50s and 60s.
Exactly.
I mean, the scenes were unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. So many people didn't like it. I like it. And was it best? But did it win anything at the SAG Awards? We don't know.
Doesn't
matter. I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, so that's the reason I asked. But they had the SAG Awards yesterday. But I tell you, I just thought it was great. You know why? Because they used the historical perspective move the story along. Now, I watched it with Alexandra, my 20-year-old.
Right.
And she said, Dad, this is so long.
I know. Well, I know. I did fall asleep watching it the first time. That's why I watched the rest of it on Sunday.
That's great.
I'm like, I couldn't stay awake Saturday night. I was like, I fell right to sleep.
But nuances and acting. Pacino, I thought, was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Academy Award-worthy performance. Mm-hmm. And I like Bobby De Niro. I know people say politics, but just being
great
that
actor.
Nuanced. And Joey Pesci, I just thought it was great.
So, fabulous.
And Harvey Keitel showed up in the film. I thought it was a great movie. I don't know.
I did, too. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm.
Debbie's out there, and you took the whole weekend to watch it because it is 3 hours.
Well, I had other things to do in between, but it pretty much took all weekend to watch. But
Salsa Dancing and The Irishman.
Yes,
there's a weekend. There's a weekend.
In. Oh, yeah.
6:22, Deb's on the roads for you. Good morning, Debbie. Great to have you with us, as always.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. We have some slowdowns for you, and it's on the Cross Bronx heading eastbound up by Rosedale Avenue, just wrapping up an accident over there. Traffic moving a little bit slowly. Over on the LIE westbound, looks like an accident was cleared out by Deer Park Avenue on the island. Then you're moving a little bit slowly, LIE west, getting right out toward Junction Boulevard, heading out through Queens. Hudson River crossings very light, no problems to report. Taking a ride to 78 eastbound on the ramp to the Garden State Parkway, a disabled vehicle. And over on Canal Road at Main Street in South Boundbrook, looks like an accident over there as well. All lanes closed. Rumsey Road getting into the area of Ridge Road over in Yonkers, an accident with injuries. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Senior software development engineers, Ossining, New York. Analyze algorithms and specialized laboratory information management systems, LIMS, to identify and classify components of biological systems such as DNA and protein sequences of various gene families. Again, senior software development engineers, Ossining, New York. Analyze algorithms and specialized laboratory information management systems, LIMS, to identify and classify components of biological systems such as DNA and protein sequences of various gene families. Work with NET Technology, CPound, WCF, Web API, MVC, ASP.NET, Java, Python, JavaScript, JSON, XML, HTML, SQL and NoSQL, and Windows OS, Linux OS, both on-prem and cloud environments. Send resume to Histogenix LLC, 300 Executive Boulevard, Ossining, New York, 10562, USA. Again, send resume to Histogenix LLC, 300 Executive Boulevard, Ossining, New York, 10562, USA.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
When you think of outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce, or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I can't see. I can't see. Hi. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, how you doing? 6:25 this morning on this Martin Luther King Day. I want to tell you about, I have my reading glasses and I can't find them, so I'm going to ad-lib this. So I went to Dr. De La Russo and he checked my eyes. He said, "Your eyes are great, Joe. You do not." I went to Dr. Joe, the legend himself. I'm not going to touch those glasses, Al, but thank you, my friend. Al points.
Those aren't yours?
No, I wouldn't put those on my face if I couldn't see nothing. I swear to God, there's been glasses that have been here in the studio 3-4 months with the germs on them. But Dr. De La Russo said, "Joe, you need reading glasses." What are those? Are those the ones that you found that have been hanging around?
I don't know. There's like 9,000 pairs of reading glasses. Who's the only person who's in the studio? They have to be yours.
They give the studio to everybody.
Here.
I'll find them. No, I can't put them on my face. I know I'm a germaphobe. I'm sorry. And Dr. De La Russo said, "Joe,
somebody drank out of my coffee cup already this weekend."
I know. It's rude. They should know we are the engine that run something. I don't know. I was gonna make a lack of humility comment, but we're the morning team. Isn't the morning team relatively respected?
You'd think so.
You think so? We're working today. Everybody else is off. We're working. Al is very upset about his cup. I can't find my glasses. You think I could have a spot in the studio where I can have our stuff, the morning show stuff?
Well, I mean, you do have an office. Al doesn't have an office that he can stash his stuff away.
That's true. But what do I do in my office? I lose things and leave presents that you gave me in there that you find as you're about to nap and you go off into the hinterland of Z-Ship, man. I'm at the sleep and you're going like, okay. I go, I gave that to Piscopo 2 years ago. Can I tell you about retrofit? You know, you're going to want to hear the announcement tomorrow from my business partner, Stacy. Stacy's coming in the studio. She has an announcement tomorrow. I guess I could break it now. Can I talk about it now, Frank? I guess it's okay to talk about it now. We are going to give away a membership to Retro Fitness. How cool is that? Stacy came up with that. I was at the gym this week, and I said, we should do something special when you come in on Tuesday. So stand by for that. And you know that buy one, give one from Retro Fitness? Buy one, give one. You know what? Stacy said, we're going to give one away, and whoever gets that membership can also give one more away. What are we, nothing? From Retro Fitness. And we want you to go to retrofitness.com. You have to check out all the great Retro Fitness gyms. We'd love for you to come down to Flemington, New Jersey. I was there Saturday. What a great gym. And I have to give Stacy, my business partner, a shout out because she does a great job. And we want you to visit down there in Flemington, New Jersey. And you can call Stacy at 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
All right, I give up. I got these beautiful French sunglasses, which are great. And I got those at Della Russo. I put them
on.
They
don't help you read, though.
And the gal, no, but I look cool. Don't I look cool in these, though?
Great, but if you're blind, that's a problem.
You do look cool. You know I said, Barry Nicholson.
Barry Nicholson, hey.
Ray Charles.
So I love this look. This is like, I'm a Ray-Ban guy. And Ray-Ban, this is like way upscale. I'm way off of my charts. But I want to thank Stephanie Della Russo. She's great. She's the mom.
She gave you those? Those are beautiful.
Well, they just said, let me, they showed me what they had at Della Russo. They have everything there, like all fashionable glasses, reading glasses, but also sunglasses like these.
That's cool.
I didn't even know. I looked at, as soon as I looked at them, she goes, hey, Joe, take some. Like, look. I said, those are the ones.
And could then you ever pull off being an indoor sunglasses kind of a person?
Well, no.
You couldn't do it.
No, but I do go down sometimes at night, in the morning, when I walk and I video. I didn't do it this morning. I didn't want to make light. We lost two police officers in White's, Martin Luther King Day. I said, let me not be too frivolous this morning. So I will wear shades in the morning because my eyes look like I just got up, and I just got up, so I'll put shades on in the morning. But I'll make sure I'll acknowledge shades in the morning when it's dark outside. I will do that. Inside, no. Who does that?
I don't know. There's a bunch of people that do. You can only do it if you're a little famous.
If you're Howard Stern.
Yeah, well, Howard Stern does. I mean, there are a bunch of people that do.
Yeah, Howard, you could see his eyes kind of, but not really, but it's tinted.
Right.
Very, very, very fashionable and always looking cool, of course. But no, I couldn't absolutely do that, you know? So, but Joe on the radio, we got Rick Klein coming up. We're going to get into the news. All that's happening now, and the impeachment situation starts tomorrow. Oh, my God, I can't believe we're there. I can't believe we're going there. I think this just goes away. I want everybody just to calm down, and I want you to calm down because you get so upset saying, oh, look, this impeachment thing, it's going to go away so quickly. I hope, because I'm like a nut, I hope that they bring the witnesses in, and I want to see. They want to bring in John Bolton. I think John Bolton, like everybody else, they brought in the House, and this is what I don't understand. Is when the Democrats, I'm going to break here, but the Democrats, when they say you got witnesses, you had the case, the impeachment case in the House. You had your chance to make a case. Where did they get the audacity, the gall, to now go to the Senate and go, oh, now we need more. You've got to do, how dare they? You got to add more. You had your case. There was no case. It's such a weak case. They see how foolish they look. They look at the poll numbers of the president climbing with every attack they make on President Trump, right? Then they say, all right, you got to do this. You know what? It's time, respectfully, I say this, to quote our dear friend, Governor Chris Christie, shut up and sit down. It's time for Nancy Pelosi, God forgive me for being rude. You want to just say to the left, now, or the progressive socialists, whoever the heck it is that wants to take this country down for their own power and control, their own drivers that take them around, their own assistants, their own offices, and everything else that they have, their own private gym. Oh, my goodness. The power and the control that they have. It's time for them just to shut up and sit down. Forgive me for being so rude. Now, let it go to the Senate. If they're going to have a good handle in the Senate. But I would like to see Hunter Biden. I would like to see Joe Biden. And don't think, if they're going to go to trial, you'll see President Trump there. And then if you go to trial, you will see Barack Obama there. I'm telling you. And that, I must tell you, the craziness in me, I would love to watch that on TV. That, and the president knows this is a quote-unquote television moment. He knows it. So they may just bring them once. If the Democrats want one more witness, that floodgates are open, and I say bring it on. Just bring it on. Frank, you said from day one, go ahead, impeach him.
I said let's get it over with. Yeah. It's clear they were going to impeach him instead of working
nothing
with him and actually letting him run the country. So let's get it over with. I think the Senate should take a vote tomorrow, and let's then have the vote. We know how it's going to end, and then get on with doing the business of the people.
You're right. Frankie Five Bros, Albert's here, 6:33. We're going to break right now because we have Rick Klein coming up, and we're going to talk about impeachment. Oh, I know you're tired of it, but Rick will give us the insight of what's happening down there in D.C. He's the political director for ABC News. Gattulo is here. Mr. Gattulo is here, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
22 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person is dead. Three others are in the hospital this morning after flames ripped through a high-rise apartment building in the Bronx. The fire broke out on the 11th floor of the Co-op City Tower around 3 a.m. Two residents were injured.
One died a short time later. Two firefighters who were battling the flames also injured. The cause of the blaze under investigation, and the Red Cross is on the scene assisting residents chased from their homes. Rutgers University is going to hire its first ever African-American president this week. Governor Murphy confirmed yesterday that Jonathan Holloway, who is still listed as the provost of Northwestern University, will be named president tomorrow, pending approval by the university's Board of Governors and Board of Trustees. If approved, Holloway will take over for current president Robert Barkey, who was planning to step down at the end of the school year. Holloway, a historian with a specialty in African-American studies, would be the first person of color to preside over Rutgers since it was first chartered in 1766. In sports, Islanders fall in a shootout against the Hurricanes 2-1. Rangers lose to the Blue Jackets 2-1. The Chiefs beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game 35-24, while the 49ers took care of the Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game. It'll be the Chiefs and 49ers in 2 weeks in Miami for the Super Bowl. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's go up to Rumsey Road, getting into Ridge Road over in Yonkers. It's an accident with injuries there. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Let's go out to the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge over on the upper level. Heading into town, watch out for a disabled vehicle. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly. LIE West getting out toward Junction Boulevard. And over on the westbound side, the outbound Gowanus right by the Prospect, getting reports of a collision there as well. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down, getting up toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE heavy right up toward Atlantic Avenue. Inbound GWB about 10 minutes. Lincoln's okay. No problems at the Holland Tunnel. Earlier problems on the Cross Bronx at Rosedale Ave cleared. Over on Canal Road by Main Street and South Boundbrook, looks like an ongoing police investigation of an earlier accident. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 32, sunny tomorrow, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Okay, I'm telling you about balance of nature. It is time for me to get more balance of nature. I stayed religiously on my balance of nature journey through the weekend as I ran around doing errands, trying to be a good daddy. You need balance of nature. They're 100% whole food plants and vegetables and fruits, right? It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. I keep telling you that. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients. A daily dose of Balance of Nature. I don't know what more I have to tell you. When I say a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, people, like there's a young guy, Greg, in our sales office, great kid, you know. I go, hey, Joe, you know, I started taking Balance of Nature. Could I feel good already? I said, you know what? You can. It has an immediate effect because all it is a vegetarian capsule with fruits and vegetables in it. That's all it is. That's what Dr. Howard came up with. That's why it's so great. You can take it. Doesn't upset your stomach. And it fights off all those bad things in your body, things we call free radicals that attack you, from a cold to an allergy to, God forbid, something worse than that. Balance of Nature is the ultimate antioxidant. And now we have this great, great deal where you can get free shipping and 35% off. Boom. If that's not a mic drop, please. Balance of Nature is offering you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today, okay? We love you. I love to tell you great things. Balance of Nature is a great thing. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com, make sure to receive this special radio offer by using the discount code THEANSWER.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone. Saturday morning at 9.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Dining Out Dialogue at the Hunt and Fish Club on January the 24th. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz in person. And guests, former supermodel Elizabeth Pipko and Fox News superstar Laura Logan. Call 212-575-4949 for reservations.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Happy Monday. Martin Luther King Day, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. We are here, and we are honoring Dr. King. Rick Klein, kind enough. He's up, and he's at him, a political director of ABC News. Rick, welcome to the program. Great of you to call on this day.
Hey, good morning and happy holiday to you, Joe.
Hey, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, and everything else, and happy Martin Luther King Day. We are into it. Hey, Rick, I got to tell you, so before we get into the news of the day, a shout out to ABC News, because you know I've been watching David Muir, your buddy there over there, right?
Yeah.
Because I told you, and people, you're listening now, Rick Klein, very, very bright young guy. I love Rick because he's from Long Island. He goes to Princeton. Imagine getting into Princeton. Oh, my gosh. I got kicked out of school 8 times. You got into Princeton University. Now he's political director of ABC News, and he's like, what are you? You're like 22 now. Is that right? Is that what, how old you are?
Did you say so? I'll go with that.
I said, so I start watching. I said, well, Rick's on a show. Let me reach out to ABC News, see what's going on. David Muir is great because I have this ADD, attention deficit. They do the stories in like 20 seconds. It's brilliant. But then who was on? Fernando Lamas was on yesterday. What's his name again? What's his name? Tom Yamas. So I go, no, seriously, does a great job. They closed the show, and I talked about it on the morning open here this morning, Rick. They closed the show with a positive story about a guy in Detroit who found $43,000 in his couch. Did you see that, man? Did you see that story on ABC?
Yeah, it's a great story.
And the guy gives it back. So we're tracking him down. Mm-hmm. We're trying to track the guy down from your affiliate in Detroit, WJRT. I tell you, I loved it. It was so great to see the positive story. So just a shout out, Rick. I had to tell you that, man. It was great to see.
Thank you, Joe. Well, you got me smiling this morning. Thank you.
You know what I mean? It was great. I think we'd all do the same thing. And it was cash, by the way. It was cash. The guy gives cash back, which I loved it. But on to reality, the impeachment trial kicks off, and you said it best, Rick Klein. You said all of it will be a distant memory long enough. But right now, any new surprises that we can expect as this impeachment trial kicks off tomorrow?
I feel like it's going to be like stops and starts. It's going to start pretty slow. Tomorrow, we're just going to get kind of the rules of the road. We don't expect opening arguments to start until Wednesday. There's a possibility that the arguments, though, once they start, basically never stop because they go even into the night. They get 24 hours to make the case, and they're trying to work around schedules and squeeze things in over the 6 workdays a week that they want or 5 workdays this week. So it's going to be a strange thing. And I think the latest intel is that there are going to be votes on witnesses, but not until the end of the scheduled trial. So you're going to go a full week, maybe even 2 weeks of arguments and counterarguments before you get the votes on individual witnesses. And in the meantime, we're expecting the president's lawyers to make their legal filing today, and then the House managers respond tomorrow. So, you know, a lot of the legalisms and legalese gets played out. But I actually don't think there's going to be true arguments in this case until Wednesday.
And what did Adam Schiff have to say on This Week yesterday about how the Democrats will prosecute the case, Rick?
Well, their point is that these witnesses potentially complete a portrait that they painted in the initial round in the House. So these are people they wanted to talk to. They were being blocked to talk to them by President Trump's own actions. And now it's on the Senate. And a lot of them are focused on the fairness of the trial, because they feel like if If there's any vote without witnesses, it's not going to be an exoneration, as the president will no doubt claim. But look, he's going to be the lead guy. He's going to be the first guy out there making arguments. Parts of it are going to look like a jury trial, but other parts are going to be really weird because you're going to have these 100 senators seated behind their desks.
Yeah.
And they can basically overrule anything, but with a simple majority. The Chief Justice up there, who potentially could cast a vote as a tiebreaker, but I don't think anyone wants that. And it's going to be kind of an awkward fit for just about everyone in the room.
Oh, wait, Chief Justice Roberts will be in the Senate? And are they going to do it right there? They're doing it right there in the Senate, right, Rick?
Right there in the Senate chamber. He's going to be...
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be presiding over the Senate in the way that usually it's Pence, or a random Republican gets chosen up there to preside.
Right.
In this case, every minute that they're in session for impeachment, it's going to be the Chief Justice.
This is wild.
So 50-50, he could even potentially vote on a procedural matter to break that tie, although I don't think anyone's going to really want to put him in that position. You can imagine senators trying to go out of the way to avoid that.
Yeah, it's true. So where's Schiff going to be? Up front, standing? Strategically, you got the senators at their desk, you got Chief Justice Roberts, at the head. Where do you think they're going to put the people that are pleading the case?
I think it'll be in the well of the Senate. We're facing out to the senators.
Got
they'll be behind their desks looking at him, and they'll be up there. It won't look like a trial that you see on Law and Order.
I know you made that reference because I do Law and Order occasionally. You made that reference for me. Thank you.
It's a great show. Great New York show. I don't think it's going to feel or look like what you're used to. Maybe if you're on jury duty, it won't feel like that either. I mean, these are political animals, keep in mind. This is such a weird process because on one level, it feels like, or the terminology sounds like a trial. An impeachment is essentially an indictment, and you get a conviction, and the jury, and fair balance rules, all that. But the fact is that this is a political entity, the United States Senate. The House of Representatives is also a political entity, and they're making a political judgment. They're not judging a crime. They're judging whether he should be removed from office for something.
Unbelievable, man. And it's now going through this little chat that we had, now, Joe Piscopo with Rick Klein, Rick, political director of ABC News, talking about the impeachment trial. The president knows that people, and I kept hearing this on the news, the president knows it's television, and nobody knows television better than President Trump. So it's television. And that's probably why he added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to his legal team, correct?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. You're so right about that. And you get with the president how he comes to decisions on these things. He knows that the House is kind of looking to make this into a spectacle. And does he know spectacles? Does he know how to counter that? Yes, of course. And that's why he gets guys that he's comfortable with on TV. He likes the symbolism of Ken Starr.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw the post make on the Rounds show. He said some awful things about Ken Starr 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Something wrong with the guy.
Yeah.
He was against, Trump was against the Clinton impeachment and against the way it was handled. So going there with him, Trump doesn't care about that. What he cares is that to the extent that Americans know that name, they're like, oh, that was the Clinton impeachment guy. He must be serious. He's a real deal. Alan Dershowitz, I think you asked most Americans, name five lawyers.
Yeah.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
And
Professor Dershowitz is on the show all the time, and he's great on it. He's so smart. But honestly, he also knows nobody knows the Constitution better than Alan Dershowitz. He's like right on it. So this is going to be, I must say, and forgive me, and I know you're listening because I think this whole thing's a fiasco anyway. This is going to be all the networks, ABC and all the networks will cover this, correct?
Of course. I mean, it's history. We did the same for the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago.
Yeah.
My time there.
Yeah.
But it's the right call. I mean, I feel like at these big moments that the country should be watching and should have the opportunity to watch as many places as possible. And it doesn't matter if you think it's the most important thing or the least important thing ever. It is, I think, important to the country to see it play out. This is the process that's outlined in the Constitution. Man, we've only done it three times in the history of the country to actually have this trial.
Yeah.
So, even if it drags on a bit, or even if it doesn't feel like it's that scintillating, I think it's important viewing.
And before we let you go, Rick Klein, Iowa, how are things looking in Iowa? A lot of the senators are going to be there watching this thing. Does this give Joe Biden a little step up? Because the rest of his competitors, the senators of Warren and Sanders, will be on that Senate floor watching this impeachment fiasco.
I was just there a couple days ago. We're only 2 weeks out. And, it's a jump ball four ways. And Biden and Mayor Pete have a shot. So to Warren and Bernie Sanders, the New York Times endorsement of a joint endorsement, which is weird because you can only vote for one person, but they're endorsing Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren at the same time. So you got these five candidates at jostling for position. Three of them are going to be chained to their desks almost 6 days a week for these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how that plays out. I think you look at it and you think, yes, advantage to Mayor Pete, advantage to Joe Biden because they could be in the state.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone's going to fault their choice for doing their job.
Yeah.
And if you're a Democrat, you know, you do want Trump gone and you think this is important work. So they take a lot more heat if they decided to ditch the Senate for the campaign trail.
Rick, Astros scandal, man, this whole scandal, should they redo these games? Should we call everything back? What are you thinking in this regard?
You know, like my 8-year-old thinks that they should do a redo, but you can't do it that way. I don't believe in vacating titles either. That you won the game. The game is over. I think all you can do as a sport league is to move forward. And I got to say, as someone that was, you know, often frustrated by the slow response of Major League Baseball around the steroid scandal.
Yeah.
I feel like Rob Manfred is taking this appropriately seriously. We don't know everything about it yet, but
yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
he is. I mean, these are big punishments that are being doled out.
The commissioner,
you know, a year suspension. Yeah, the commissioner, they're getting fired for it. It's hard to imagine how they would or could come back.
Yeah.
It could potentially be ending careers here.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and I feel like it's being treated as such. But you can't, I don't know how you go back and take hits or home runs off the books and try to replay it when everyone's older and scattered around. You know, it's history. It's an unfortunate history as we learn more. But, I feel bad for those. I feel bad for that Yankee team, the baby bombers a couple years ago.
Thank you.
Sailed close against those Astros. Remember that?
Oh, I mean, really? Hey, Rick, I'm going to let you go. Rick Kleinman. So you applied to Princeton. How many did you apply to other Ivy League schools? Look at you. I'm so impressed with that. What other schools did you apply? Huh? What other schools? Do you remember?
I applied early to Princeton, and I got in early. So I didn't really care about the rest. But I did apply to Penn also and Tufts, a couple other schools, because I was basically done with the work.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids that, like, I was always done with my homework early. I was just I got everything together.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me since then.
No. You're crushing it. Are you killing me? Rick Klein right there, man. No, from Long Island to Washington, D.C., political director of ABC News. Rick, love having you with us. God bless. Have a great week. Here we go, buddy. Put your seatbelt on and we'll talk to you soon, Rick Klein. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. 6:51, Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime out there looking out for you on the roads. It's a Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day in New York on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
And good morning to you, Joe. Yes, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. We've got a problem for you on the outbound Gowanus right now. The outbound Gowanus getting down past the Prospect. It looks like an accident with all lanes subject to closure. So watch for this problem here. Outbound Gowanus right by the Prospect with that accident still working. Now, it looks like traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the northbound Van Wyck into Atlantic Avenue with a collision over there. And the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge upper level. Watch out for a disabled vehicle as well. Some stop-and-go traffic up on Rumsey Road getting into Ridge Road in Yonkers. Accident with injuries there. And if you're heading over to the area of South Boundbrook, Canal Road is blocked by Main Street. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jenna!
Hey, Josh!
I'm so excited. I just went to Sprint, and guess what I got? The new iPad Gen 7, and it was completely on them! All I had to do was add unlimited data for just $25 per month.
For real?
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's got a 10.2-inch Retina display, and it supports the smart keyboard. I'm so excited to binge watch all my favorite shows on it.
Whoa, that sounds awesome!
And Sprint gave me a $100 prepaid MasterCard when I switched. No joke.
Seriously? I'm in. I'm heading to a Sprint store today.
Now through January 26th, get the new iPad Gen 7 on us and get $100 when you switch. That's now through January 26th, only at Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store to learn more.
iPad 7th Gen, 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line. If you cancel early, your minimum balance due. Tax due at sale. Card requires port. Online registration and 60 days of service on the new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Plan excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, log in, JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 00404891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and colder than yesterday, with a high of 32, wind chills in the teens to near 20. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, down to 21 in Midtown, 12 to 16 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunny to partly cloudy, brisk and cold tomorrow, high 35. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high 38. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. You know, I'm going to tell you about Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give something back to you because he appreciates you building MyPillow into the great company that it is today. So if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, you'll get these incredible discounts on MyPillow. You got to have the MyPillow, right? Mattress topper, got it. Got to have the mattress top. Bed sheets, got it. The towels, got it. You got to try all these wonderful things from Mike Lindell. And now he's got this first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. When I have the Giza Sheets on, I put the Giza Sheets on. I did it. You know, and then the pillowcase, and then I have the mattress topper, and I have the My Pillow. It is like a, and not to plug any hotel, but it's like a 5-star hotel. Let me tell you like that. I'm telling you. And when I go after my long day of all that I do, and I just lay in my bed at home, it's more comfortable than most any hotel that I stay in. And right there in my bed, because I have all my pillow product. Now you could buy one, get one free on those Giza sheets, because it starts with the sheets. Like that. You want that feeling when you go to bed? Just call 800-651-0798, please. 800-651-0798. Don't forget, you have a 10-year warranty on all my pillow products, 60-day money-back guarantee, which means you have nothing to lose. Check out What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO. The Mike Lindell book is spectacular. I can't wait to see the movie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or 800-651-0798. Please remember to use the discount code AM970.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Yeah, man, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, Big Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhame. Hey, look at this. It's a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. John Burnett, Jen Kearns, Giada Valente on the show. And you always...
won every time you place the bet.
Couldn't put the Mike Lindell book down this weekend, Frank. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading it.
And apparently somebody couldn't put down Al's tea cup there. Because
yeah, I felt bad for Al.
That's the grossest thing
it
ever.
Is, you're right.
It really is.
You're right.
And I asked Frank. He says it wasn't him.
Do you go to HR or something like that?
No, the only other person who's in here in the studio on Sundays is our matchmaker show, Eileen Fisher.
Wait,
so I'm assuming
bad. That's so bad she uses the cup?
I'm just saying.
I could see her using it, but I don't see her not. Apparently,
she would never just
leave. Tea bag was still in there.
The tea bag was still. I soaked this and washed it for about 5 minutes. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen on the face of the planet.
You should at least clean it.
So you walked in and there was a
tea bag with the remains of tea in here.
That's gross.
So now there are only two people who use the studio on the weekend.
Back there with my headphones?
There are only two people who use the studio. Our matchmaker show.
Who we love.
And our money show.
Hillary Kramer?
Yeah. Well, so one of them had to use it.
Two very lovely gals, yes. Al.
I don't care. Well, don't use my cup.
Maybe they have guests.
I don't care. Oh. There are paper cups in the kitchen.
You're right.
That's gross.
You know what? And then I got
there were a lot of painters here yesterday, too. They're about
I don't think they were drinking tea while they were painting. And they're not painting in this room.
I know, but they were all over the place.
Doesn't matter.
I think it was some big, really gross painter guy.
Whatever.
In my room, when I found my room, I found an errant sock.
Oh, boy. away.
An errant sock. Oh, I took the flamethrower out and cleaned it up. Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
22 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The FDNY says a fire that killed one person early this morning in Brooklyn is suspicious. Flames ripped through the first floor of a four-story building on Adelphi Street in Fort Greene around 3 a.m. Firefighters found an unconscious man in the lobby of the building, pronounced dead a short time later. A cop is dead after shooting himself in Matawan. Asbury Park Press reporting that an unidentified Aberdeen resident, who's also an off-duty Roselle police officer, purportedly lost control of his car yesterday while driving on Broad Street. He then got trapped in his vehicle after crashing into a pair of parked cars. Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office says while first responders were working to cut the officer free, he allegedly took out a gun and shot himself in the head.